at times, even if we're trying to think these thoughts that Hashem is in control and trying to acknowledge His hashkacha and internalize Amuna, the Yetzer Hara will put up a fight and he'll argue directly. And he'll say, true, Hashem is trying to do what's best for us, but couldn't He find a better way to do good for me without making my car break down on the highway when I'm already late to work? I'll take any other kind of good. Now, that's obviously a natural reaction, and it's kind of like us saying, listen, maybe ask me first next time before you do good things for me. So obviously this is a lack of Amunah, the belief that Hashem is all-knowing and omnipotent means that He takes all into account, and this is the ideal and best way for Hashem to do something good for us. Now, let's move on and discuss how we can apply the foundations of Amunah and Hashkacha to a situation where someone has hurt us or insulted us maliciously, intentionally. And this is vastly more difficult than just working through a difficult situation we find ourselves in. There we recognize Hashem made the car break down, He caused the traffic, whatever. With work, we can learn to put Hashem into the picture and temper our frustration and anger with Amunah. But when someone chooses to hurt us, then it's very difficult to view this as the hand of Hashem, because that person made the choice to hurt me. And he's a Baal Bechira, and he made that choice. How can I get past that? He's malicious. How do we apply Amunah to be able to control our anger and frustration and see the truth? The Zohar says that when we get angry at a person who has wronged us, it's like a dog that has the nature to bite the stick when you hit it with a stick. Meaning it's a lack of perception. The stick is not the problem. The one holding the stick is the one doing the hitting. If a person has hurt you, he's just a pawn in the hands of Hashem, who has chosen to inflict this pain upon us for whatever reason. There's always only one address where everything originates, and true Amunah won't differentiate between a person hurting us or a tree or anything else. And part of what we have to realize is that person made his choice and Hashem will deal with him accordingly. But he is no more than a shliach, and as the Gemara says many times, Harbe shluchim l'makom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many different ways to accomplish what he wants. This person was just one option. The person made that choice, and he'll have to pay for his choice. But as far as we are concerned, he's just the stick. We see an amazing demonstration of this in Tanakh. David HaMelech is at the lowest point in his life. He has to run for his life out of his palace with his wives and children, a few of his staunchest supporters and guards, and he's being pursued by his own son, Avshalom. And Avshalom, it now just came to light to David HaMelech that he's been mounting a rebellion for years and turned the hearts of the majority of Klal Yisrael against David HaMelech and has support of the wisest and most important people in Klal Yisrael. They all betrayed David HaMelech. They were leaving Yerushalayim at night, fugitives, were sobbing about the situation they were in. And just then, one of the most respected people in Tyre, Shimi ben Gera, who was a Roish Sanhedrin, who is one of the leaders of the Sanhedrin and who would become Shlomo HaMelech's mentor and Rebbe in Tyre, just to give you an idea how great he was, he approaches David HaMelech. And he doesn't talk to him, he doesn't address him, doesn't ask him a question. He just stands on a ridge above David and begins to throw rocks and dirt at him. Not to hurt him, but to humiliate him. At the king of Klal Yisrael, not only does he do these acts to humiliate David, he actually curses him. And he castigates him in the sharpest tones. He accuses David of killing Shaul and his descendants, something which actually was done by one of David's soldiers, but it was against David's wishes. But he felt that David had ordered it. And he curses and curses. And one of David's loyal soldiers says, why should this person curse you? Why should he curse the anointed of Hashem, the Mashiach Hashem? Let me go and kill him. And then David says a very famous statement. What do you care that he is cursing me? Hashem Amar Loi Kalel. Hashem told him to curse me. This is the most amazing display of pure Amunah possible when everything was stacked against David. His situation could not be worse. He was hurting from all sides. He was betrayed. He was hurt. And Shimi was deserving of the death penalty halachically for being married by Malchus, rebelling against the king. But David stops the soldier from killing him because David clearly says, and he sees, Hashem is trying to communicate something to me. This has nothing to do with Shimi. I hold nothing against him. He deserves his punishment and eventually does get punished, as the Tanakh clarifies. But as far as David HaMelech's reaction to Shimi, he says, this has nothing to do with Shimi. This is Hashem. And Hashem is communicating to me a message, Hashem Amalek Halel. And with that, he totally controls the situation. And he is in control of the situation. And that's the beauty of pure Emunah.